we learned that the good reputation that is required to be a shliach tzibur, and that he must have done, must have been good even in his young years. Now, Sifkot Yud Zayin speaks about the following. We learned in Shulchan Aruch yesterday that he must be merutzel om, popular amongst the people. So, Mishnah Bund Sifkot Yud Zayin says the following: Kosim Chuvas Maramins, Yizor Chaznim Yezrivu Ktote Ben Shnei Balabatim She Beshevi Al Taise. Good advice. Good advice. What is there to be done in a community? So, there's a big split in the community. Some say you do carry in the Eiv. Some say you don't carry in the Eiv. Some say the Rav is great. Some say the Rav is pathetic. Some say you eat that extra, some say no. And there's a massive split in the killer. Like a normal killer, you know. So the normal stuff. So now, what should the chazan do? What should the chazan do? Because the chazan, we said, has to be popular amongst the entire community. So what is the chazan meant to do? What's good advice? Mishmur says,
what kind of
time?
What do they like?
So Mishmur says, you're probably more pragmatic. Mishmur says that what you should do is, if there's a rivu ktota, there's a machloikis, and Sifkot Yud Zayin, there's a disagreement between two parties, he should remain seated and not act. He should not get involved in this business. Bein bedibur, whether it's in discussion, hein bemaiser, whether get in act, whether it's openly or whether it's in private, he should not get involved. If he wants to be a good chazan, he should be an authorized chazan. Don't get busy with it. Don't get involved. Just step out of it. It's such a good idea. Certainly, if it's a person who's not in a community, what's your business to get involved with it? Just keep quiet, keep calm, and relax. What if it's his relative? What if it's mechutan? His relative is his first cousin once removed. What if it's his brother-in-law's sister's cousin? In his business, don't get involved. Just don't get involved. Just don't get involved. You know, there's machlokes about it. There's discussions. Just stick out of it. So what is the right thing to do? What if he's an involved party? What if the chazan himself is an involved party? Don't tell him. You're going to tell him just step out of this? Don't let him step out of this. It's a financial loss. So you know, how can he? So it's, I understand if it's two parties, nobody asks you to get busy with it. Okay. But if you want to, is anybody that is involved in a discussion or in a if he's involved in a machloek, he's not allowed to be chazan. What if somebody is doing something wrong against him? What is he meant to do? So what's the right thing to do? Mishnah Berurah says, if he's in a party, then imesh l'shum ketot ve'evo im echod me'akol, or sorich lahamed zadova lifnei rav, should go to the communal rabbi, or yakol lefasha, he should go to the representative of the community, or better yet, to the Rav, and he should decide what to do. But if the other party disagrees and is not ready to go to the Rav, then it's none of his business, then it's fine. What can he do already? So the point is, the chazan has to be a person that is respected, and it doesn't get in other people's machlokes and other people's disputes. What about if he gets in a mess himself, people are wronging, if people are doing something else, so, you know, obviously he's allowed to act and do something. What is he meant to do? He's meant to go to the Rav to mediate and see to this matter to be solved. But it's an important element that, of course, he shouldn't get into other people's business. Now, the next point in the Mishnah Berurah we learned was about the fact of knowing, the Shulchan Aruch mentions the idea of knowing Nevi'im Uksuvim. So why is it important to know Nevi'im Uksuvim? So the Chazan has to be humble, we hear that. He has to be good reputation, we hear that. He has to have a nice voice, we hear that. But besides that, it says, Rogiliko is Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. He needs to know the Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. Why? Why does he need to know Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim? Why?
One of the reasons might be that
the Nevi'im Uksuvim are
widely quoted.
Very interesting. That's exactly what so interesting you're saying that. I would have thought the pashtus, when I saw the Shulchan Aruch, I thought pshat is because he needs to be a solid Talmud Chacham. And a solid Talmud Chacham, contrary to the popular belief, is not just knowing the Gemaras and everything, and you know, Pshas and Poskim, but contrary to popular belief, a Talmud Chacham is somebody who knows Nevi'im and Ksuvim as well. Person who understands Tehillim, knows Mishli, knows Nevi'im, you know, Sefer Yeshua, Sefer Melachim, Sefer Shmuel, he needs to know that. That's what I thought was, he needs to be some Talmud Chacham, but this is not the Pshat here. Rather, the Pshat is exactly that Yossel says. Mishlimur says, the reason why he needs to know Nevi'im and Ksuvim is, if God Yudches, that the psukim, there's so many psukim widely quoted in the tefillas. I mean, look at for instance in Rosh Hashanah, Zichronis, Shofres, and Malchias. It's so many dozens and dozens of psukim from the Torah and from the Nevi'im and from the Ksuvim. If it's foreign to him and it's alien to him, he's not going to do a good job. If you want to be a good chazan, you need to be familiar with the psukim. He needs to know the psukim well. You can always tell if a person is. It makes a difference. If you listen carefully, you can normally tell if the chazan knows and understands the psukim that is. They say you can tell. Yeah, the way he's saying it, and if he's on, you can normally tell if he's understanding what he's saying. And it's really important. It looks it's like a joke. If he doesn't understand the psukim, he's saying he's davening and oh, beautiful voice, but he doesn't understand what he's saying. It's not right. It's just not right. He makes it's off color. It's totally off color. So it's important to understand the psukim. Therefore, he needs to know the vim muksuim. I want to quote my brother-in-law. I've got a very choshev brother-in-law in Eretz Yisrael, Simcha. Simcha is very choshev Talmud Chacham. He is quite a bit older than me, and he, for many years he used to go. He learned in Meir for many years, and he always made a point of going Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to daven in Meir. Not just because there's a huge, how many people daven in Meir? I mean, it's like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's huge amounts. Hundreds and hundreds. So, but he always made the point of davening Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in the main minyan of Avi Finkel. I asked him, why so makpid daven by Avi Finkel? So he told me like this, he told me that you can tell that Avi Finkel was about tefillah, a big bit Talmid Chacham Mashgiach. He says the psukim so much chokhmah, you can really learn the psukim by hearing him. That's what he always used to say. You can learn the psukim by hearing him. And he said an example that he gives an example. He says, Unisana Toykev. He was saying Unisana Toykev. So he said, Unisana Toykev is very choshev, it's a very choshev piyut, and it's a very beautiful tefillah. And it is really, really choshev, and it is very, very emotional. And it is. But it says, in terms of importance, it doesn't go anywhere near zichoynes. Zichoynes is so much more. And he said, when you hear of Aya Finkel davening, Zichoynes Vrach, when you heard about it, you could see how much. Unisana Toykev would go quite fast. But when he goes to the Zichoynes, he would cry out, and every apostle would be said beautifully with such tune and such niggin. Because that's what exactly what he means, that he's got to say it with understanding and know the Nevi'im Uksuvim. Now, Rabbosai, in terms of age, an age limit, a minimum age limit for being a chazan?
40?
40
and married,
yeah? 40 and married. Are we agreeing with that? Mishabu points out over here the following. Kosev b'magodim, b'sim tov kuf pe'alev, sif alev izi b'rosh shonim im kippa b'inim shen nosui. Yeah, he's got to be married. Uven shloishem, 30. Close enough. Yeah. So you've got to be 30 and married. That's with regards to Rosh Hashanah Kippur. The rest of the year, you can be not married. He says that the fact that you got to be married and 30 as a condition, that's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. However, during the rest of the year, it's good, but it doesn't matter. So that's in terms of the age. So we find over here that the lechatchila Rosh Hashanah Kippur to be 30 plus. Okay, Rabbi Isai, having said this, if all fails, so you didn't find this person who had a good reputation, who was humble, who is popular, who has got a good voice, who knows Nevi'im Uksuvim, who has got not done no averus. I mean, check it out. It's quite a long shopping list, no? So imagine you can't find something like that. You can find it as like 8 people, but not one person. So what are you going to do then? What's the bare minimum? What's the minimum? What's the minimum condition? What's the The non-negotiable, that's it. What's non-negotiable?
30.
Pardon?
30.
30? You go for 30. The age?
I'm not going for 40.
Married?
Married
is non-negotiable.
Good children.
Good what? Good midas?
Voice.
Good voice, non-negotiable.
No.
Yeah. Steve, what's non-negotiable? Which one is non-negotiable? So we've got a Shulchan Aruch as follows. If you don't find if you don't find somebody who's got all those midas, i.e. in one person, what do you choose? But the best one within that community, bechokhma, should be wise, over ma'asim toiv, mean good midas. Okay. No 30, no married, not a good voice. I don't know about the voice. But he is a good man, and he's got chokhma and ma'asim toivim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch holds. Now the Ramah says, "Im hayo kan ama oret zokein v'kolon noim v'am chafetzim boy." What's better if you've got somebody who's ama oret, an old man, he's 86, he's old. Oh, thank you very much. What about if you've got a senior member in the community, but he's got a very nice voice? But he's really an amoret. So he's old. Rabbi Yisrael, he's old. He's amoret. He's got a good voice. So he can't be 80, actually. He must be, we're talking about, what's the right age for that? Zokain, good voice. What age group?
65.
Okay. Yeah, the voice is go down by then a bit, no? Okay. So, okay. Okay. 60 is old. Good voice. Amoret. But the people want him because they're used to his very beautiful voice. And on the other hand, the other option is, a 13-year-old, maybe Mashoim, he understands what he's saying. He's been to good schools, and he understands what he's saying. 13 understands what he's saying, but his voice is not good. Who'd you go for? I'm going to say again. On the one hand, you've got old Amo Oretz, good voice. On the other hand, we've got young Tamit Chacham, he knows what he's saying, but his voice is no good. Who'd you go for? Find it somewhere else. You say, yeah. So look at the words of the Zokain. You go for Zokain. So imayo kan amoret. If it wasn't amoret, Zokain old for kol noim. His voice is good. V'am chafetzim boy, and people want him. Uven, and the old alternative is Uven you'd get shana bar mitzvah boy hamev mashoima. He understands what he's saying. Ve'ein koyle noim, and his voice is not great. Hakotan hu koydem. The youngster goes first. You go for young, despite the fact that he's junior, despite the fact that his voice is not great. You go for him, why? Why did you go for him? Because he knows what he's saying. What kind of joke is that? If somebody stands in front of his beautiful voice, chazonas and everything, but he doesn't have a fly, he doesn't know what's flying. As long as he's 13 years old. Continues the Ramah. Misha Avra Avera B'Shoikik. What if somebody doesn't? Next topic. Rabbi, it's a new topic. What happens? Im Avra Avera, person that didn't Avera. B'Shoikik. He didn't Avera B'Shoikik. What did he do? Kigoin such as Shehorig HaNefesh B'Shkoga. Bad one. He killed somebody by mistake. Oh, sorry. He killed somebody by mistake. Okay. But because of a tshuva, he did tshuva. Muta liyo shatz. He's allowed to be a chazen. But certainly, if he killed somebody b'mezit, or in fact he did any avera b'mezit, obviously any avera b'mezit, purposely loy, he cannot be a chazan if he does avera b'mezit. Because there's a bad reputation. Somebody does averas, and he's not really doing proper tshuva. You could tell on him he doesn't really care about it. He's no good. He can't be a chazan. Well, you think that? Yeah, it's probably quite self understood. So I would say, it's not if a person doesn't avera b'shoigeik, he can't still be a chazan. Person is aver b'mezit, he cannot be a chazan. So he goes to such an extreme that even if he killed somebody b'shoigeg, what's an example for that? Yeah, Yeah, you know, these things can, you know, chalila, it causes damage, but, you know, whatever, but it was b'shoigig, it was really unintentionally, and he feels really bad about this, and you can see that he's don't shuv, and he cares about it, he's a fine chazan, that's okay. I know that some people would find it a bit difficult, but halacha says that it's fine. There is an interesting what if somebody goes to goy shel court? Two yidden. So obviously, if you've got a problem with the goy, if you've got a problem with the goy, you can bring him to court. What if you've got two yidden, and they decide to they're falling out, and they bring him to go into akoyz to court? What's the halacha then? Could you bring one of them to the? Can one of them be a chazan or not? You can't. So that's an halacha which is stressed and emphasized in the Achronim, that somebody who brings another yid to a goyisha court instead of going to a din Torah, he cannot be a chazan, he cannot act as a chazan. And here comes the question. Shem Zaman was asked, what about a lawyer? A barrister, a solicitor? What's the difference between barrister and solicitor?
Barrister is the advocate who stands in court and does the legal arguments.
That's a barrister. And solicitor is?
The person who deals with the client, writes them all up, and
so what? Okay.
And
what's the legal? What's called the legal counsel? Is that what's called legal? What is that? That's
a generic title that can be used by various organizations.
Okay.
For the in-house lawyer, or sometimes barristers referred to as counsel.
Okay. Okay. So what about a person who is a solicitor or barrister? Can he be a chazan? We said somebody brings somebody to court, he cannot be a chazan.
He's not being brought to court, he's representing him.
Okay, so do you feel that's okay, therefore?
Yeah, but it can be
so I'll tell you what Shlomo Zalman says.
It can be the English law in contradiction to
Torah law. So I'll tell you what Shlomo Zalman says. Shlomo Zalman says the following, and I don't know if your perspective on that would be. Shlomo Zalman says that anybody who's a solicitor, I think that's what it is. It's Oirich Din. Oirich Din probably means a solicitor.
So in Israel, there's no distinction. It just means lawyer. There's a merchant.
Okay. So we're going to see what it means to us over here. He says it's not right for him to be a chazan. And the reason what he says is because there's always going to be an element of representing a case, there's always going to be an element of. He says it's slightly different than that. He says, always, tell me if that's true, always an element of untruth. Mm-hmm. Is that true? Is that a true statement to make? Always an element of untruth, because you're trying to represent the client, whether it's true or not, you're trying to bring the best case forward. And therefore he says that anybody who is a...
We talk about Melech Yosha, in our own tefillahs.
But this is boss of the dorm in front of the Benjamin. He says an Oirich Din, he brings him in front of the court, and he says there's...
Melech in the Kitra. Right? The same thing.
Yeah.
Prosecution,
in front of the Bernish Shalom. Yeah, in front of the Bernish Shalom. Yeah. Not in front of a mortal judge who may be. So he says that since you're presenting a client who may not have done the right thing, but you're trying to represent him in front of the court. So there's always an element of untruth. That's what he says. He's trying to stretch present the case in the best possible way. Pshamaz Almadeva Paskin, that an Oirech Din should not be a Chazna Boisai. It's a letter with Tzorachim, but it certainly sounds like it didn't like the idea at all. What do you feel that sounds like?
I mean, if you say a lawyer can't be a chazan, then an accountant can't be a chazan, because half the time an accountant is basically advocating to their clients from HMRC that they haven't finished the tax. or a salesman can't be a...
Point taken. It's very, very good. It's a very, very good point.
The
I think that's a very, it's a very, very solid point. What is the difference? Just last, what's the difference between a solicitor or lawyer who's presenting a case in the court and any random accountant who may not be presenting this in front of the court but is still, posting this to HMRC? What is the real difference? Well, I hear that. I think it's a valid point.
Pardon? A rabbi who's a lawyer.
I haven't seen so many of them.
Yeah?
Yeah. I see. Okay, so I hear. I'm just sharing with you. I don't know if Shlomo Zalman's generally accepted or not. That was the question that Shlomo Zalman was asked, and that's what he answered. There could be other, I'm sure there's other opinions out there. Yeah, okay, to summarize what we learned this evening, Abbas, we learned some very interesting halachas about this idea of being chazan. We discussed the reputation, we spoke about the Bar Mintz, that if there is a machlokes, step out of the machlokes. Chazan should not be involved in a communal dispute. It's just not healthy. And if he's an engaged party, then he should go to the Rav and seek mediation instead of just making all machlokes in town. We also spoke about the fact that the reason why he should know Nevi'im Uksuvim is not because he needs to be that kind of Talmid Chacham. Rather, why he needs to know Nevi'im Uksuvim is because he... Because, yeah, tefillah should be make sense. Further, we learned that if somebody is unable, if a community is unable to find all those qualifying conditions, at the least, the minimum, the bare minimum, they should find somebody who's a chochma, who's got who's the wisest in the community, is called chochma and masim tovim. And we spoke about that if there's a choice to make between a young, learned chazan who's just barely bar mitzvah. And a more senior member, senior in terms of age, but he doesn't know so much, but he might have a good voice, you go for the younger one who knows and understands what he's saying. We then spoke about Averis B'Shoigek is not a psul, Averis B'Mezid is a psul, and even if the Avera B'Shoigek is a great Avera, a great chet, a great sin, nevertheless, if it's B'Shoigek, he can still serve as a chazan. More on this tomorrow, Be'ezah Hashem, I wish you a very good evening, and a good chodesh!